Previously on Left Behind.
That should have been you or me, not Hattie. We shouldn't have left her with the responsibility of standing up to this beast.
Come on, wait, please.
David, I found it, the mother lode.
What do you mean?
It's uploading now. You have to see this. Do you think she accomplished anything?
It appears she did what God told her to do.
Why would God do that?
We have met before. I am Anise.
Come, Cameron. We have a job to do.
Based on Desecration, the ninth book in the best-selling series, Tyndale House Publishers proudly presents episode 100 of the dramatic audio edition of Left Behind.
So it's just me and the rocks.
I have visited Pembroke many times. Once with her children. The thing I remember most is the walls. Some are at least 10 stories high.
Oh, yes, I had to take a hike down to the main level to find the passageway in. At some points, the trail's only about 5 or 6 feet wide. I guess that's why we're flying a million Israelis into here. They'd be too vulnerable if they tried to walk up.
It's a perfect defensive location. With so much history, the Edomites, who lived there at the time of Moses, refused to let the children of Israel pass through.
Yes, I'm just glad you believe God will protect us. If the GC comes in by air, we're sitting ducks.
If I am right, our people will be preserved from illness and death in Petra. They will be insulated against their enemies until Messiah liberates them.
Well, sleeping on a rock bed for a couple of years won't bother me so much if I get to see that.
You should be getting company within the next 24 hours, David.
Oh, good. Well, we're pretty much ready to go.
Have you heard from Chaim?
Buck called a few minutes ago. Chaim is staying the night at the Temple Mount. He asked Buck to leave him alone.
He is preparing for the confrontation.
A Buck still not convinced Doc can stand up to Carpathia.
God is working. If Chaim is empowered anything like our sister Hattie, he will do fine.
I won't deny that Hattie was empowered, but I'd sure like to see a different outcome for Chaim.
Son will be up here in a few hours.
Oh, you should get some sleep, Dad.
I wanted to let you in on a decision I'm wrestling with.
Decision? What decision? The plan's kinda in place, Dad.
Leah and Hannah are almost finished setting up the medical unit I told you about.
Yeah?
Which means that Leah could move to monitoring the incoming and outgoing Israelis.
Meaning?
Frees me up to fly one of the choppers. I'd feel more useful doing something I knew how to do instead of sitting around pretending I'm in charge.
You want my input, or is this another one of those solo decisions you've been known to make?
I guess I wanted you to know.
Well, Dad, if this is what you think God wants you to do...
I do, huh?
Then go for it.
Thanks. I'll be in touch. Tickle Kenny for me.
You got it, Dad.
Ming, can I ask for your assistance?
Certainly.
I think I am finally ready to record. Would you mind?
Not at all. This button?
Yes.
Ready?
I believe I am.
Recording.
My dear tribulation saints, believers in Jesus the Christ, the curious, the undecided, and the enemies of our faith, it has now become clear that we will soon see Nikolai Carpathia carry out what the Bible calls the desecration of the temple. As with every other scheme Antichrist believes is the product of his own creative mind, this event too has been prophesied in the infallible word of God. The Old Testament prophet Daniel wrote that during this time in history, the king shall do according to his own will, He shall exalt and magnify himself above every god, and shall speak blasphemies against the God of gods. The prophet also predicted that many countries shall be overthrown, but one of those that shall escape from his hand is Edom. That, friends, is where Petra lies. Sadly, other areas will not escape. Antichrist has begun fulfilling the prophecy that he shall destroy and annihilate many. Fortunately, someday he shall come to his end, and at that time no one will help him. It is also prophesied that the great archangel Michael shall be recognized as the protector of the remnant.
Excuse me, watch out. Sorry. Doc, where are you?
Come on, over here.
I am glad to see you.
You should have known I would be here. Nerva, the two witnesses, held fort for so long.
Hey, have you eaten?
No need.
Remarkable.
God is good.
And has he empowered you?
I am ready.
Okay. Hey, did you sleep at all, Doc?
No. I rested.
And how does that work?
There's nothing like resting in the Lord.
Okay, so what happens now? What's the plan? What's...
God will reveal it. He shows me only what I need to know and when I need to know it.
Terrific.
I detect sarcasm, Cameron?
Guilty. I'm a plan your work and work your plan kind of guy.
Help me up, my friend.
Hey,
this is neither my plan nor my work, you understand.
I guess. So, what, we just stand around waiting?
No, Cameron. Even I don't have the patience to wait until high noon.
And if Carpathia doesn't appear until then?
Arrakis will flush him out, don't you think? Or perhaps it is time for us to get under the devil's skin?
Whose names have not been written in the Book of Life. What could be clearer? If you are in Christ, you are eternally safe. This despite all that we will have to endure these next 3.5 years. If you are undecided, I plead with you to make your choice while you are still able. Brothers and sisters in the Lord, pray as the final events of this halfway point of the tribulation period unfold. No matter what happens in the coming days and months, God will be victorious. Our trust is in Him and Him alone. I remain your brother in Christ, Zion Ben Judah. Well, what did you think?
Oh, that was great, Zion.
Ming?
I get to see it live. It is quite a privilege.
A privilege made possible by your being a wanted fugitive.
Zion, Ming was just bouncing around a rather interesting idea.
Such as?
She's pretty sure her brother can hack his way into the Global Community News Network and counter Nikolai's next message to the world with your teaching from right here.
What do you mean? Put my message text on the screen?
No, you, live. In essence, you debate his every point.
But how?
I'll check with Chang, but your webcam, the same one we just used, could let us broadcast over television.
But might we risk showing clues as to where we are?
We'd have to work to prevent that, and we wouldn't want to give Chang away either.
Well, of course not.
He'd be facing more risk than we would.
But he's a smart kid.
I'm not sure I'd be comfortable doing this when right now Haim is called to be sparring with Antichrist.
He probably will take him on, but in person, plus the likely global TV coverage.
Well, then what would I be needed for?
Because once the flight to Petra starts, Nikolai is sure to lay into you and the believers. And when Haim's no longer there to oppose him in person, you can step in and let him have it right on his own television network.
I like the way you think, Ming. Let me go ahead and send this.
Hang on. A second.
What?
I was just wondering, did you mean to mention Petra by name?
Oh, I didn't. Did I?
When you mentioned Edom.
Oh, don't tell me I didn't do that.
I meant to say something before you transmitted it.
Okay, yeah, here is the mention of Edom. But one of those that shall escape from his hand is Edom. Now, sadly, other areas will not escape. Antichrist has begun fulfilling the prophecy that he shall destroy and annihilate men.
After you mentioned Edom, you said that, friends, is where Petra lies.
I did?
It's true, sir. Oh. It must have been an ad lib.
That's why I wanted you monitoring it.
I'm sorry, Tion. I kind of assumed you had a reason.
It's not your fault. What was I thinking? I have endangered the entire operation.
figure out why they've stopped handing out the mark?
They have not stopped. Two lines remain open there, but it appears one is about to shut down despite the crowd still waiting.
Why in the world would they do that?
You have noticed nothing new this morning, Cameron?
Crowd's a little bigger. There are still military vehicles everywhere.
And you call yourself a journalist?
All right, I'll bite. What am I missing?
You said it yourself. The vehicles are still here.
So? Carpathia expects opposition today.
Look closer. Did you see GC guards and morale monitors beside the vehicles when you came in?
Well, to be honest, I didn't pay much attention. I was more interested in making sure you were still here.
Then look now. Officials are herding what's left of that line into the only one still open.
And I suppose you know why.
Of course. They closed that line for the same reason the Temple Mount is filled with civilians rather than GC today.
Okay. All right, where did the guards go?
You are a journalist again.
Maybe. So where are they?
They are suffering, Cameron. Soon they will be as bad off as poor Mr. Fortunato, who must be miserable almost unto death by now. How utterly ingenious for our Lord to plant in someone's mind the brilliance of having the GC personnel go first. They received the mark of the beast, then they worshipped his image, and now they are victims of Revelation 16, 1 and 2.
The plague of boils?
Indeed! Horrible, malignant sores breaking out right now on everyone who worships Antichrist.
Well, now, this should be interesting.
Okay, it is time.
Well, where are you going?
To speak the words of God. I heard a great voice out of the temple, saying to the seven angels, go your ways and pour out the vials of the wrath of God upon the earth. And the first went and poured out his vial upon the earth. And there fell a grievous sore upon the men which had the mark of the beast, and upon them which worship his image. Let him who has ears hear. Surely the God of heaven has judged the man of sin. And those who have taken his mark and worshipped his image have been stricken. None would dare come against the chosen one of God. I demand an audience with the evil one. He must answer to the one true God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Silence!
Papers, now!
I neither have nor need any documentation. I am here under the authority of the Creator of heaven and earth.
His forehead's clear. Let me see your hand.
Behold, the hand of the servant of God.
My friend, you are either drunk or crazy or both. Save yourself the grief and me the paperwork. Come get in line and get your mark.
And worship the image of Carpathia?
You will refer to him as His Excellency or His Worship or as the Risen Potentate.
I will refer to him as Satan incarnate.
Why, you insolent!
Corporal Ralph?
When did you receive your marks?
We were among the last.
And you worshipped the image?
Of course.
Then you too will soon suffer. The sores have begun to rise on your bodies.
You will take the mark or suffer the consequences. Get in line now.
I have not been called to martyrdom just yet, young man. When my time comes, I will proudly bow before the blade, worshipping the God of heaven. But now, unless you too want to be stricken motionless, you will get word to the one you worship that I demand an audience.
2-7, we have a situation here with Corporal Ryle.
Go ahead.
The corporal's been incapacitated by an elderly man who says he wants to talk to the potentate.
What do you mean incapacitated?
Somehow, he's paralyzed her, sir. She's not moving at all, and the old guy is demanding an audience.
No bargaining. Shoot to kill. Do it now.
Yes, sir.
I thank you for the use of the radio. Whoever you are, tell your so-called potentate that Micah demands an audience with him. He will find me and my assistant in the center of the Temple Mount with three catatonic guards.
I think you got their attention, Doc.
We have only begun to stir the pot, Cameron.
You don't demand a meeting with the potentate, you're a fool.
Yes, I do!
Give us your name.
You may call me Micah.
Very well, Micah. The potentate is at the Knesset. If you'd like to accompany us there and request an audience...
I demand a meeting with him here. You may tell him that if he refuses, he will face more than a suffering staff. I am prepared to bring about the return of the plagues called down from heaven by the two witnesses.
Our commanding officer is on his way.
I see you have the mark.
Yes?
Good for you. Are you starting to feel uncomfortable?
My health is no concern of yours.
Ask your potentate if he would like his medical staff to treat your boils with water that has turned to blood. You see, it can easily be arranged.
Sion, come on. God is in control of this.
You don't understand. I've compromised the entire operation.
You made a mistake. No one is going to hold you responsible.
They'll be slaughtered, and it will be my fault. David, here's a Petra. I must warn him.
Doctor, please.
I have to tell him what I've done. Perhaps there's something he can do. David, this is Sion Ben-Shuda. I have something terrible to tell you.
GC is moving an artillery and troop carrier.
It is my fault, David. It's all my fault.
They've closed the main port entrance and are stationed around the airdrop zone.
Now you'll be slaughtered.
I saw your message. There's no way they could have gotten here that quickly. I don't think. Listen, I need the glory. Pray for us. We'll need it.
Yes, we will pray.
Doctor, you must not blame yourself.
I have put them in a terrible position.
Hey, Doc, how you doing?
Hello, Zeke.
Listen, I kind of wanted to get your opinion on something.
About what?
Well, we got to make Ming here disappear, see? So I'm thinking I'm going to make her look like a guy with the right haircut and the right...
Forgive me, Zeke, but I'm just...
Don't worry about it, Doc. I've already told her. I mean, I don't mean to insult her or nothing. She's real pretty and feminine and all.
Zeke! But... I'm slightly preoccupied. Now, I'm sorry, but I've made a terrible mistake here.
Yeah, I know. Chloe told me. That's why I came out here. I thought maybe I could help you take your mind off.
Oh, telling the other side where our brothers and sisters are headed? Thanks. But I see no way that GC will do anything but race ahead of them and lie in wait, whether my mind is on it or not.
Yep, Ming, you were right.
About what?
God moves in mysterious ways.
Did I say that?
Really mysterious.
What are you talking about?
You, Doc. God's using you.
Is that so?
Sure. Listen, you remember that dude Joseph? He had all those brothers.
I'm familiar with this story.
So that's you.
What is me?
Doc, you're the Bible guy here. Remember that big moment when Joseph says to his brothers, you guys wanted to hurt me, but God wanted to make sure everybody had something to eat?
I believe that I barely recognize the passage you're referring to.
That's you, Doc. God's got to have some kind of reason, that's all.
To humble me, perhaps. But this is quite a price. I never claim to be perfect, but I do pray so hard over my messages, and God knows that I would never intentionally...
That's what I mean, Doc. God must have wanted this to happen.
I don't see how.
You said it yourself. I mean, you pray about this stuff. God's not going to let a regular human like you mess up his plan with one mistake, is he?
He gives us wisdom for a reason.
Yeah, but come on. You think God's sitting in heaven right now saying, oh, man, I had this deal all figured out until this Ben-Shuda guy went and messed it all up.
I suppose he can overcome my blunders.
Now that sounds like the God you've been teaching us about.
Well, thank you, Zeke. And may I say, as a teacher, that your recalling the story of Joseph was, what made you think of him?
Doctor, know anyone else who stockpiles food?
I see.
And I'm thinking about changing my name, Joseph, Joe Zuckermandel. What do you think? Got character, don't it?
All right, everybody back off. Who are you?
I'm with him. Who are you?
Chief of the GC Morale Monitors, Lauren Hutt. I have the potentate on the phone for the troublemaker. For some reason, my people can't seem to communicate with a demented old man. That must be you.
Tell your boss I don't care to speak to him, except in person.
Not possible, Mr.
Micah.
Best you're going to get is this call, Micah. Now, I'm not feeling well this morning, and you're already pressing your luck.
What seems to be the problem, Mr. Hutt?
Do you want to talk to His Excellency, or...
In person.
You know what? False alarm. Apologize to the potentate for me. Well, sure, I'll talk to him, but I don't want to waste it. Good morning, sir. Yes, that's where I am now. I don't know. I haven't gotten a full report from... Well, yes, it can be done. You want me to do it now? I know, but it's not as if he poses a real threat. Yes, sir. Nine in the clip. If that's what you want. No, I don't disagree. It's just that he's a frail old... I can do that. Yes, affirmative. You can count on me. Thank you, sir. You, keep your distance. Be glad for your sake I kept you out of this. People, I need you to step back, please.
Sore starting to get to you, young man?
Shut up. You're about to die.
That will not be up to you, son.
Actually, it will. Now be quiet. Corporal Ryle, are you all right?
A little foggy. What do you need?
Find a GCCNN camera crew and get them over here. The potentate wants us to televise our pending negotiations.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Hutt, will you be able to do your duty? You're getting worse by the second.
I don't have to be 100% to kill a man at point-blank range.
That will not happen.
You think you can paralyze me?
I never know how God will act.
Well, I know how you'll act. You'll be squirming and screaming and pleading for your life.
My life is not my own. If God wishes it, he may have it. But as I have further responsibilities, including talking in person to the coward who would ignore me, God will spare me.
What are we doing?
Just tell me when we're rolling. This is for His Excellency.
Live or disc?
I don't care. Just cue me.
All right, hang on. Vase, this is Rice. We have a man here who says His Excellency wants to air an execution. Yes, Carpathia himself. All right, hang on. My producer wants to know who you are.
Hutt, Global Community Morale Monitors. That's all you need. Now let's go.
It's Lauren Hutt, sir. Oh, all right. I'm ready.
And coming to you in 3, 2...
This is Bernadette Rice, live from the Temple Mount in Jerusalem, where we are about to witness an execution ordered personally by His Excellency Nikolai Carpathia.
Hey, you guys, check this out! You know who that is?
Oh, that's Haim. Oh, no, God, please!
Look, there's Buck.
Oh, man, this don't look good.
Where's Kenny?
I don't know, why?
If he wanders in, keep him away from the television. I'm gonna get the others.
Put your hands together in front of you.
As you wish.
Any last words, old man?
So, how are your sores feeling?
Left Behind, the dramatic audio series, is based in part on the book Desecration by Tim LaHaye and Jerry B. Jenkins. Adapted for radio by Chris Fabry. Music by Steve Wick. Sound design by Glenn West. Directed and produced by Todd Bastide. Left Behind, the dramatic audio series, is a production of Gap Digital and Tyndale House Publishers. Thank you for listening.